All right. Once again, we're excited to have Sister Marily Gomez sharing some good things with us this morning. We love and appreciate Sister Marily and her son Joshua. We are so proud of them. We know that she has achieved certain academic goals in the midst of some serious challenges and tests in recent times, and we're happy to hear from her again this morning. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to Sister Marily. Sister Marily, go right ahead.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Today I want to testify how I came to the Lord. Growing up, I believe that I grew up in a normal environment. Though I could physically and emotionally feel the chaos, I was taught to believe that because in my household there was no drinking, smoking, and everyone was hardworking, that my life was good. To the outside world, we had to look and act like the perfect family. But inside my home, there was lots of dysfunction, lots of unnecessary problems. However, my life didn't feel so heavy because I had the world's best grandma. She lived with us, her and my grandpa. By the way, my grandpa just turned 102 2 weeks ago, and now grandma is 99, and I love them so much. My grandma planted the seeds for my life, for my spiritual life. My grandma was not apostolic. She was Catholic, but she loved the Lord. And so did her mom, my great-grandma. She never wore pants or makeup, and although she didn't practice it, she knew there was power in the hair. Every morning before 5 a.m., she'd wake up and pray. There was not a day that she missed. She always taught me to forgive, to love others, to be kind, and to depend on the Lord in every situation. However, in my home, I was also taught by other family that my feelings didn't matter, that my feelings were exaggerated, and that all I had to do was change and just get over it. Although my grandma taught me that that wasn't true, that my feelings were valid, and that I could always talk to her. She taught me that she was my best friend and I could always depend on her. However, I always did feel, even though I had her and she was a big part of my strength, there was always something missing. First, I want to share the power of words. Proverbs 16:24 says, "Pleasant words are as honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones." To me, my grandmother embodied every word in that verse till this day. My grandma has dementia now. But she's still that positive and sweet soul that I just always remember. Proverbs 18:21 also says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. I also want to share something that I've kept for a very long time. I've kept it to myself even as a child. But I am learning to face it because when I pray, God shows me that He wants me to share this. He does not want me to be ashamed. And sometimes I think that somewhere there is someone who was like me or who is like I was and needs to hear this. Because of the power of words, especially negative words, harsh words in my home caused me to have suicidal thoughts that started when I was a child. Sorry.
Thank you, Jesus.
It caused me to... It caused me to self-harm as a teen and to have lots of feelings of unworthiness. Harsh words caused me to find love in all the wrong places. Harsh words caused me to shy away from people. Harsh words gave me a reason to find pleasures in what I call a party life. As I grew up and my grandma moved out of my home, I felt lonely. I tried to look for what was missing in other religions, but God had a plan for me. I met my spiritual mom at about 19, 20 years old, Sister Alice Smithen. She gave me my first Bible study, and I received the Holy Ghost. All was well. God was working miracles in my life. But one day I thought that I could do this all on my own. The Lord allowed me to navigate life on my own. And along the way, I made very poor decisions. So I departed, and He allowed the world to teach me. Then when I had enough, I tried to come back to Him. And I went to different Christian churches, but I still felt that something was missing. After my son Joshua was born, I just felt that my church was calling me back, Truth Church. And God would show me. He would remind me of how much I felt His presence there. He would remind me how I had the ability to cry freely that I didn't have in other churches. I had the ability to sing. I had the ability to clap my hands, which was something that I didn't find in other churches. So I came back to Truth Church. But when trials presented themselves, I would stop. I would stop going, and my problems would stop for a while, and then my problems would come back. Today, I am here to tell you that I decided that I don't want to walk alone in my pain without the Lord. I know that God has a perfect plan for me, and He had a perfect plan for me since the beginning, and I decided to walk away. I know that His plan is still there, but it's up to me to continue in His will, His path, and holding His hand. I still feel new in the Lord. I have never been bold enough to speak or to meet others, but I know the Lord wants more for me. He shows me. Talking to you right now is something that I never thought possible. I found a quote that sums my life. It says, "My story is filled with broken pieces, wrong choices, and ugly truths. Jesus loves me despite the ugliness and wipes my slate clean on the cross." So I say this, because of the Lord, I feel strong. Because of Him, I feel worthy. I know that I am worthy. Because of Him, I am finding myself. I want to thank Him because along my rough path, He surrounded me with people who loved me. I still have friends from kindergarten, from elementary, who know me well and have shown me so much love along the way. Church, I have just three pieces of advice for all of you. To the youth, cling on to your elders. They are wise, and they can show you how to navigate through life. Ask them questions. Learn to love them. I personally grew up next to my great-grandma and grandma, and I was with them all the time, clinging on to them. And so I feel that because of them, I love my elders, and I can really learn so much from them. To all of you young men in the church, I want to tell you that my son is watching you. Like it was said on Sunday, to say hi, to have a short conversation. I want to tell you that when you say hi to Joshua, when you have a short conversation, he tells me with a smile, and he needs you right now. He needs you as his godly role model.
Yes, yes.
To new converts, don't give up. You will not be able to carry the load alone, and you will miss out on the blessings. Cling on to the Lord with all of your might. Life will always be hard, but with him, you will find hope and you will find joy. Lastly, I want to share the verse that the Lord has given to me over and over. And again, it's Proverbs. And it's Proverbs 31:25. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. I want to thank you all, and I hope to share more with you. I have a lot more that the Lord has done for me, and I know that he will do for you. I look forward to growing with you, to getting to know you, and to loving you all. I know that through prayer, God is showing me that I can be bold. It's been hard because my shyness is a mask. It masks the pain that I have inside. But I know that I'm getting there, that I'm growing, and that he wants more from me. And that's all I have for today. God bless.
And it was a great, great testimony and word of encouragement this morning, Sister Merrily. First of all, thank you for sharing your testimony, Sister Merrily, and for opening up with such personal and painful experiences. There's a lot of people, young people, and even kids who are experiencing some very hard things in recent times. And your testimony is able to help many of these kids and young people. And what great advice we heard this morning. Young people, cling to your elders. Powerful, powerful words of advice. And another thing, thank you, Sister Alice. And thank you, anyone who is teaching a Bible study. This is such a powerful, important, and essential thing that we need to be doing, teaching a Bible study. As a matter of fact, last night we just heard a powerful testimony. I'm going to just share it with you quickly. Brother Sean let me know that he and a few others have been teaching a Bible study to his optometrist, and he's actually an optometrist for several people, including Brother Roseberry in the church. And he now wants to be baptized in the name of Jesus this coming Wednesday night. So again, never discount, never minimize. Well, I'm just going to teach a Bible study, you know, once a week or once every other week, and I don't know if they're interested or not. Church, let's be faithful. Let's continue to do the work of God. Thank you again, Sister Merrily, for these great
thank
and encouraging
so
words. Church, why don't we just thank God together for what the Lord is doing. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Sister Merrily. We thank you for Joshua. We thank you, Lord God, although she's gone through some hard and serious tests, trials, and challenges in her life, you've kept your hand upon her, and you've taught her, Lord Jesus, how to place her faith and her trust in you. We thank you for everything you're doing in their lives. We ask you to continue to help our children and our young people as well, in the name of Jesus. And with that said, church, we want to remind everyone to come back to this conference call tonight, where we will be listening to Sister Alina share some great things with us again this evening. Praise God. With that said, we want you to have a great day. Please be praying and meditating upon the things you heard this morning from Sister Merrily Gomez. Have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.